Hey guys, this is the New Moon in Scorpio podcast extended to all 12 signs. So we're going to go through where the New Moon in Scorpio is happening and also its opposition to Uranus retrograde in Taurus. Okay. Aries, New Moon in Scorpio is an eighth house issue, the Scorpio house. Its opposition to Taurus is a second house issue about self-worth. So you're going to probably start enforcing boundaries within yourself and with other people because you are not taking votes on your self-worth anymore. Self-worth is coming from within. And if people have not been honoring your boundaries and you have to make them more apparent to get through to them, then so be it. You're going to do that because you own your own self-worth. Taurus. Scorpio is your opposite sign. And obviously Taurus is your own sign of how you self-identify. Your partnerships are very intense. Intense does not mean pain. If you have been in partnerships that have caused hurt, then boundaries are an issue within yourself about your own self-worth. Own your own self-worth. It's totally fine that you're super intense in relationships, but they shouldn't hurt. Gemini. Scorpio is the sixth house about how your everyday life is set up. It's less about being in the body, presence. And Taurus is your 12th house about, I think in this case, it's going to be karma. So sixth house Scorpio, you have to draw lines about what you deserve and how your life is set up. Meaning you get to receive, you get to be first in line. You get to have your life set up in a way that brings your presence into ease. Because you are deserving. Gemini has the 12th house Taurus makes you kind of feel like you're never going to quite be good enough. And so you try real hard all the time. You don't have to try real hard all the time. Life can come with ease. And if it's not coming with ease, you've got a boundary issue. Either people are robbing you of your time, or they're setting their own agenda, not listening to what you really want, or you haven't considered that you just deserve a life that you get to receive with ease. Consider that life doesn't have to be so hard. Cancer. Scorpio is the fifth house. About finding your joy, loving being alive. Scorpio fifth house doesn't sound like it loves being alive. But that would be a boundary issue. If you don't love being alive, if you're not taking time to enjoy being here, something's up. And it's probably going to be in how you find your place in the world, how you build webs and relationships with other people, meaning you're probably getting drained out. If you're getting drained out by other people, please hear me when I say, Cancer, that your value is not in how much you sacrifice for everyone around you. You get to draw lines and go, nope, today I'm having my own peace and everybody else can lose my number. Leo, Scorpio is the fourth house about home. And feeling at home within your own skin. Taurus would be 10th house about your legacy, life purpose. There's another one. Leo thinks that the more accomplished it is, the more that they can finally feel at peace. And that's not true. You get to feel at peace at any moment that you need it. Ease up on yourself. Ease up on how great and amazing you think you have to be in order to finally be able to feel one inch above the peace of thank God we're not dead. You get to feel a lot more peace than just thank God we're still here. You get to have more than that. And it's not based on your accomplishments. It's based on you deciding for yourself, my own peace is important and I'm going to make it a priority. Virgo. Scorpio is the third house about the mind. And man alive, Virgo minds can get really stuck in ruminating. Taurus would be your ninth house about beliefs. Beliefs about your own value, your own worth, your own ability to appreciate life as it is. You do not have to go back over every single transgression that has ever happened to you and bring justice to every single issue you've ever considered ever. Like, you can put some of it down. Deciding for yourself, I got to put this down because I deserve to feel good about life. And not everything is going to be solved with me bringing justice to every thought I've ever had. Libra, Scorpio is your second house of self-worth, and Taurus is your eighth house about boundaries. Libra has been having a real rough time. Libra sun, Libra rising, Libra moon, people with personal placements in Libra, the Pluto and Libra generation. I mean, like, anybody who has strong natal placements in Libra has had a real hard time because of the square to what's happening in Capricorn. And I think under this new moon, Libra finally is going to start drawing some lines and go, you know what? Enough. I've had it. I get to have boundaries because I own my own self-worth. I'm not going to make everyone else comfortable first. I'm going to decide for myself what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not. And Libra, I mean, watch out. If you know a Libra who's been real sweet and nice and not giving their opinion very much lately, they're holding it in. I promise you, they're holding it in. And then under this new moon, they might pop. And you know what? They get to. Let's support Libras. Scorpio, you know what's up. This is your first house. This is your first house, and Taurus is your opposite sign. Now look, you have been under real harsh transits for a long time. And a lot of the impacts you've taken have been in relationships. Your self-worth is not based on anyone's decisions or actions that they make for themselves. It's about how you feel about yourself. Any kind of shadow that comes up where you have negative self-talk, or you tell yourself you're never going to be good enough, or things are always going to happen to you, where it's you and shadow married forever, stop it. Put it down. That is something that was handed to you, and you don't have to carry it anymore. If you will please want more for yourself and your relationships, that might be the catalyst for you to start drawing lines with yourself about who you know yourself to be. You're good enough. I promise. Sagittarius. Scorpio is 12th house. And Taurus is 6th house, about the presence of your everyday life. Sagittarius probably won't admit it, but they get haunted. They get haunted by karma. They think that if they're not being approved of and validated and considered worthy in the everyday part of their life, it's probably because they're bad. And that's not true. That's not true. You're not bad. You need to draw some lines about your own karmic story. There are some karmic roads you don't have to go down anymore. You can decide you're done because you value your own life. It's not about other people. Value your own life enough to step outside of old dark karma that you really don't need to be going down anymore. It's already done. It's already over. Moving on. Capricorn. Scorpio is the 11th house about your friends. It's your friends. And your friends love you because they know that it takes a lot of bravery to be a decider, to take on challenges that nobody else wants to take on, to be the adult in the room. They can also judge you pretty hard. And so if your alliances are expecting way more from you than you're really willing to give because you want to feel happy and receiving in your life too, because Taurus is fifth house for you. If you're like, everybody back up because I just want to eat dinner, okay? That's okay. You get to have standards for yourself around the people around you. And you might have to tell them, listen, I need some space. Because they'll do anything you say. Just tell them. Aquarius. Scorpio is the 10th house about your sense of purpose and meaning and direction for your life. And Taurus, that Scorpio is the 10th house. And then Taurus is the 4th house about feeling home and comfortable in your own skin. Aquarius knows that there's a better way that we could all be doing life. And it's kind of your job to be the way shower about that. But you got to be able to understand that your sense of home needs to be, it needs to take on the tone of receiving. So if you're out fighting dragons, because you know there's a better way for humans to be doing this, but you're not feeling at peace within your own home, within your own skin, there's a problem. You're sacrificing. Don't sacrifice. We don't sacrifice anymore. That's not how we have purpose and meaning in our life anymore. We build webs. We are the example of how we think there's a better way to be alive. So don't be so harsh on yourself about your sense of purpose and meaning. Want more for yourself as an individual, and your purpose and meaning in the world will follow suit. Pisces. Scorpio is ninth house about beliefs, and Taurus is third house about how your mind works. Get your head straight about your sense of worth. Your worth is not about how much you produce or the things that you have or how you're adorned. That's not what worth is. Worth is that you honor the fact that you are a human being alive on planet Earth. You are not here to suffer. You are here to heal. Your beliefs in Scorpio. Draw lines about your beliefs. Lines within yourself. I'm not here to suffer. I'm not here to take on the suffering of the world. I'm here to heal individually. And I understand that I'm valuable in my own worth just as a human being who's breathing. Pisces takes on a whole lot. And you don't need to. It blows you out. And sometimes it makes you sick. And you don't need to do that. Draw lines with yourself and understand that you deserve to be alive just like every other human being walking the planet. I'll see you next time.